Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come in the quadratic configuration of the Lords of Light. And with me, our Lord Melchizedek, Lord Michael, myself, and Archangel Uriel. All of the Lords of Light are present within this quantum field as we transmit to you in holographic images the information that is so important in your ascension process and in your involvement as a being of light who serves humanity and serves the raising up of a Christed planet. You have reviewed and gone over many parts of what was transmitted to you during the Light Conference. And we are very glad that you have taken the time to do this, because it's important that we put a few more things in play now in your consciousness and within how you are developing into this Christed massive being of light and how you are affected by this quantum field that you are now capable of accessing. So I would like to begin to make some references here that you are familiar with, because as we begin further teachings in the next segment, you will be referencing many of these things, but making different connections within this quantum field and in your ability to not only understand, but use. And I am speaking now of the 12 rays of creation. You have done very well with the information that was given to you some years ago of your time in the limited capacity that you had to understand what was given. And you have been very dedicated in using what you could of these massive rays of creation. This quantum field holds these rays in holographic projections in various dimensions and various ways of expressing and creating with them. It is our intention this evening to help you understand the massiveness of these creative rays. Now you see them as separate rays, the first, the second, and so on. And we have explained to you numerous times that they aren't necessarily sequential, but they operate as a unit. So there is one ray of creation. That is the first ray of the all that is. And that ray, the holographic projection of that massive ray, is within this quantum field. And it has many iterations and expressions. It affects the universe. It affects all of the galaxies, planets, star systems within this universe, but it is not limited to the quantum field of this universe. There are many, many universes that you know nothing about. They are not parallel universes or separate from. You can liken them to the little physical dolls that you know as Russian dolls, where one is stacked within the other. This massive universal expression is such a thing. And as you go into the rays of creation and using those rays, they are also within, held within one ray. The ray, the first ray of the all that is, from which everything emanates. Every universe, every galaxy, every planet, every star system, all that is in every dimension and beyond. So this evening, we would like to talk to you about the first three rays of creation, which we have not talked to you much about other than to give you some very basic information. But now that you have the potential to enter the quantum field where much is available to you, it is important that we come to you now to begin to discuss the vastness of the all that is and how is it expressed within form, within matter, and with outside of form. So not every universe, not every planet has form, has matter. First ray holds all that is. It's a vast creative energy, vaster than anything you could imagine. Faster than the quantum field, faster than the multiples of multiples of universes. The cosmos itself is massive. So we think that you have a basic understanding of that ray, and you haven't done much with it, nor are you expected to, other than to know that this quantum field is just one part of this massive creative influence of the all that is. And through your scientific community, you have struggled with this to, in some way, understand from a state of matter that there is such a thing as the prime creator or the all that is. And they are now coming very close to that in physics expression and in mathematical equations, that this, in this quantum field, through these holographic projections, they are able to prove that there is what you would term a God force. And it is not limited in any way. And they are discovering that in the multiples of universes that they have come to the conclusion exists. Now, in the second ray of creation, as you know, it has a function, which is, here again, part of that all that is. And the function is a stepping down energy of that massive ray, as well as a stepping up to bring you up to a space where you can function in the quantum field, access through holographic projections, not only memories of who you are, but the vastness all universes and everything that is imprinted within that quantum field And of course, in holographic projections, all those projections contain the whole. So this universe contains the whole of the all that is, and all universes, regardless whether they have form or not. So that second ray, or that iteration of the all that is very important for you to understand that it is just a matter of compressing to a denseness or to eliminating the denseness and bringing you into a more refined state of consciousness through that second ray of consciousness of creativeness that you find within those holographic projections within the quantum field, because they all, everything that ever was or ever ever is created is imprinted in those holographic projections. So then we come to the third ray. And this was very disconcerting to many of you because it has vast complexities to it. You were told that there are six major parts to that third ray of creation. There are frequencies, there are sub-frequencies, and this goes into a very complex state of what you would term physics in your realm at this time. And so it was very difficult for you to understand the complexity of this vast ray. So what that ray does, and we're going to connect some dots here within this vastness of the quantum field, where all these holographic, all this information of all that is within this vast quantum field. But it has to do with the undifferentiated light that you are, and the undifferentiated light of the all that is. So that third ray assists you in creating very specifics in the quantum field, very specific applications or very specific differentiations of that all that is, the undifferentiated, that's just part of the source of your being. So it enables you to create and access certain combinations and frequencies where you can bring it in to certain expressions of matter and experience it at the physical level. This is important for you to understand that you are not equipped to do the mathematical equations, nor are you expected to. But we are just giving you reference points here of things that you have studied that now begin to fall into place and make sense to you, where you had to take a step in faith and you worked with those energies when we directed you to use the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation, which here again is part of the whole of the all. And when you work with iterations of that, you were able to remove the distortions from your mental emotional body, fragmentation of that body, that vast creative body that you have to create form within form. So you have done very well and you've become masters at the use of this part of the all that is. It was a way to clear and upgrade your physicality. It was a way in which to bring coherence and unity to the mental emotional model, to change the way in which your brain functioned, the way in which you were able to process complexities of thought, such as things that I am discussing with you right now. It's very easy now for you to say, oh, yes, that's right. I had such a hard time with this or that, but I see that now. It just seems to all come into this unified expression of who you are right now. So then we went on in the teachings. We would always come back and review pieces and parts of the different rays of creation, the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays, often the mental emotional body, often the thoughts that you think, the feelings that you have that create and change the electromagnetic field around your body and within you. But it also changes the collective consciousness of all humans on planet Earth. It changes and alters the electromagnetic field of the Earth as it orbits within the solar system. So you have vast repercussions of what you do for you and the changes you make in your body and in your consciousness, because it affects the energy within the quantum field, and it affects the way in which these holographic projections not only affect Earth, but they affect the entire universe. They affect the galaxies within. There are multiple upon multiple galaxies within the Milky Way galaxy. And there are multiples of other galaxies that you have no awareness of. So now that you have got a really good understanding and use of the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays, we went briefly into that seventh ray, what it was. It was a entrance and an exit from the realm of form for many teachers, many masters. And the exit point was a very important exit point. And we told you that the eighth ray was a primary function to exit the physical realm and this body in the highest expression so that you were not contaminated by the density nor the fragmentation of the third dimension, so that you could use that ray and go back into the all that is, into your state as a being of light. There were many misunderstandings about this eighth ray. The eighth ray is not a magic wand. It is not so much of a clearing mechanism as it holds all of the holographic codes of that third ray of creation, all of the frequencies, all of the sub-frequencies, how they are applied, how they are created with. And there is a vast library of those within this eighth ray. And that library you have access to at this juncture, now that you are capable of entering the quantum field and entering some of those holographic projections through our guidance that will bring you into a further and more complete use of that eighth ray. So when you decide that you have experienced all that you want to experience in this particular body, in this particular sequence of time and dimension, that you can go to that library and apply the frequencies of light and the various iterations of that, so that there are no Klingon or no distortions whatsoever, that you return as pure light when you first entered into this body. And as you entered more fully into the body, you became mesmerized by physicality of that body and the denseness of that body, plus the programming that you received early on. So this ray has vast implications, and you are now capable, as you use this quantum field through our guidance and also through the presence of all members of the Crucible, the Lords of Light, the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, the Elohim, and the various beings from the star systems that you have access to, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, and the Sirians. They support you in your adventure now, in the next few years of your time, in the further exploration of what exactly is in that vast quantum field. And it enables you to use the rays of creation more effectively and efficiently. You will have ways in which to use sound currents, color codes, which you are already very familiar with and adept in using those color codes. And some of you are really drawn to the sounds and the frequencies of those sounds. So these ninth and tenth rays are very helpful to you. The equilibrium that has been established within your field, within your mental emotional body, enables you now to sit at the table with us to receive, but also be within that quantum field and receive more information. We had not ever discussed with you the 11th or the 12th ray because we said you were not, that was not available to the realms of form at that time. You are now progressing as we explore these teachings in the next few years, that we will be talking about the 11th and 12th, because you will have access to holographic projections within the quantum field that allow you to make sense of that. And even if you aren't capable of fully using it, it will establish within you an equilibrium and a field of reference that you have no concept of at this moment. But the first part on our agenda is to get this third ray and this eighth ray fully explained and the energetics behind it brought into your awareness, so that when the time comes for you to use that seventh ray, and we have told you on a couple of different occasions that you were all capable of using that seventh ray. So when that time comes for you, when that decision is made by you, not by us, by you, that you can go through that eighth ray energetic in the quantum field and swiftly move in to that seventh ray and be taken into the vastness of the world, into the all that is. So it was important that we come to you and begin to plant these seeds of awareness into the vastness of what you are now capable of seeing and using. And under our guidance, we will help you to use this quantum field effectively and have a vaster understanding of what this quantum field is, the vastness of it, and how that correlates with these rays of creation. Because this is very important. We did not just give you that to clear your distortion of your mental emotional body. There was a vast reason why those rays of creation were given to you when they were given. And now you are capable of expanding that and using it in ways that you hadn't thought of. So with that, we will complete this teaching this evening. If we don't want to prolong it, we wanted to plant the seeds and give you this information so that you could mull it over, that you could begin to, in your meditations, in your private time, begin to think about these things that I have spoken to you about this evening. And you can begin to see how every step was orchestrated in perfection to bring you to this point at this time. So we will not have a question and answer this time, but you will have, in 2 weeks' time, you will have a community call. And within that community call, we, Lords of Light, will take any questions or comments, and we will have a further discussion of this. Now, that said, I do not want you to get into your rational mind, but allow this to just settle in that quantum field, in those holographic projections, which we have taught to you some time back. And you have been very good about just absorbing and receiving those holographic projections without having to resort to understanding so much as just receiving. So we look forward to this time that we will spend with you in the community call, because we have very specific, we have one more call before the completion of this series to your graduation of Seating in the Divine. So that said, I have one other thing that I want to bring to your attention. There are things happening in the cosmos within that quantum field. And we have had many iterations over the last several years of your time of a marking point of 1111. You briefly talked about that in your conversation, and we were very pleased that you were aware and that you brought it up. So now we can expand on that. This 1111, these are pillars light, this marking. The 11, it's a master number, it's a double number, followed by another double number, the 2020. So it opens a gateway of information and holographic projections from that quantum field that begin to be put in play on 11-11, which is, for some of you, you are already in that frequency range. But there is another, there are three parts to that. There is the 11-11, which is the gateway, the pillars of light from that quantum field and those holographic projections. The next iteration of that is December 21st on winter solstice, which then amplifies that opening in the quantum field in those holographic projections. And then the final day of December, final day of 2020, is the final influx and opening of that gateway, setting you up for what you can create and how you can affect the changes that are needed in the world starting in 2021. And so in your Gridmaster calls, you will be called upon to use that, all that you have learned and your ability to hold those light templates that you recovered out of the time lapse of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, as well as the element of love. So as we progress in 2021, you will be asked to continue your service project because you are part of those pillars of 1111. You are that light in a human form that makes a significant difference because you then project these holographic projections from the quantum field and affect human consciousness, the human ability to function and use the brain to understand more complexities of the all that is, and also the fact that you are in a position of a body, creative body, I might add, that has access to a more healed, unified mental emotional body. And that changes humans themselves and their ability to change themselves, to remove some of the distortions, because you are modeling that. Yes, you are few. There are other groups similar to yours, but not exactly like yours, that are also working in this regard. But you are also changing the electromagnetic field of the Earth and the electromagnetic field beyond the Earth into the universe. And that all folds into that quantum field. It makes a vast difference at a cosmic level. So you are up to the charge that we have given you in Gridmasters. And in your ability to just briefly transmit, project into the quantum field, but also into the earthly realm, into the electromagnetic field of the Earth, electromagnetic field around humans. So you have been prepared very specifically. And this is one of the primary directives you came here to do in this body. And many of you had to go through a lot of distorted programming to remember. Willing to take that chance. We talked to you about that in the last conference before this one, about who you are, and that you took on this duty or this gift to humans because that was just part of what you wanted to do. It was part of that prime directive when you were created. Your spirit was created. So your spirit and your soul now function more in unity, and you have that constant communication between the all, who you are, as a being. So We are very grateful to you for the service you have given to humanity. As we have spoken to you previously, we could not do this. This could not be happening without you in a body. We can send energy. We can affect the quantum field. We can teach. But it takes the human to create the change. And you are the change that is needed, beloveds. And for this, we are very grateful for your assistance, because it makes our job very different. This ascension process could not be where it is without beings such as you. So with that, we would like to close our session. So if you take a deep breath, get very centered in your sacred heart, but also notice the love within your heart chakra and the expansiveness of that heart. Love that you hold, not just the feeling, but the element, the creative element, is part of the fabric of who you are as a creator. Recognize this, beloved. Accept it. Know it. Feel the massiveness of that element that is within you. Notice the beauty of the frequencies of light that stream from your light body. It takes a fully activated light body to hold such a vast element. So recognize yourself as a fully being of light, possessing a light body that is now projecting and communicating with your physical body, unifying all parts of you, physically, mentally, emotionally, unified soul and spirit, full expression of the all that is. You are that. Capable now of creating your own holographic projections, because of the effects of your light body and the state of your consciousness and the unified expression of you in the ray of creation, the all that is. You have a better understanding of yourself as being created in that vast expression of the all that is, in the image and similitude That is who you are. Another deep breath. And as you retire for this evening, go into the sleep state, in this state of awareness, and rest in the beauty of who you are. Blessings, beloveds, blessings.